Hey, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. And again, these are scriptures found in the Seven Deadly Friendships, which released this week. And these are all relational verses. We'll go through these in the month of October and also the month of November. And toward the end of November, we'll be reading through the book of Luke, particularly the nativity elements and about Jesus being born, which is going to be awesome. Get us ready for Christmas in the Advent season. So without further ado, here is Proverbs 19:19 in the HCSB version of the Bible. It says this: a person with great anger bears the penalty. If you rescue him, you'll have to do it again. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I lift up the person who struggles with anger, who gets at the end of the day and thinks, why was I so angry? Why do I keep saying the same mean things over and over again? And Lord, I pray that you would send folks into their lives who will speak peace into their lives, that will be agents of healing so that the reasons behind the anger could be healed. Lord, we cannot put a Band-Aid on our anger. It just keeps flaring back up, nor can we shove it down, because the more I've tried to shove mine down, the more it explodes later in volcanic eruptions. And so, Lord, would you send beautiful counselors and friends into our lives to help us with our anger issues? And would you slowly and beautifully unfold the why? Show us why the anger is there. And so many times it goes back to childhood. It goes back to being hurt or feeling helpless or being wounded by someone we trusted or having our trust betrayed, Lord, or being abandoned. And so, Lord, there are some issues there that you're really good at uncovering. So I just pray that you would for the person who struggles with anger. And I pray for the person in a relationship right now who has anger at the center of that relationship. Maybe they're angry, or maybe the other person is extremely angry. And they may have tried everything that they could do to try to alleviate the anger by being perfect, by tiptoeing around, by not doing anything that makes the other person angry, which is nearly impossible. And I just thank you so much for the practicality of your word, Lord. It says a person with great anger bears the penalty. In other words, it is theirs to bear. Their anger is theirs to bear alone. And whether you caused it or not, it is theirs to have account to you for, Lord. It says too, after that, if you rescue him, you'll have to do it again. And so, Lord, help us to discern when we are letting angry people off the hook, or we're taking away the penalty for their anger. Because when we take away the penalty for their anger, they don't bear the weight of the consequences of their anger. And so, Lord, help us to learn how to step back. Help us to allow those folks to be angry so that there are circumstances and consequences that repay them for the anger that they've had. And Lord, help us to hold that relationship loosely. Help us to forgive, but also help us to create boundaries around ourselves if we are constantly being abused and hurt. Because if we're being constantly abused and hurt, and someone is being constantly angry at us all the time, we will never heal enough to be able to be in a relationship. So Lord, show us when we need to pull away from those kinds of caustic relationships for the sake of healing, for the sake of hearing your still quiet voice spoken over us, for the sake of being able to get our heads on straight when there's been so much yelling. Lord, help us to have, help us just to know how to walk in these kinds of relationships. And Lord, I walked through something similar this year of someone very angry, and it was not easy, and I still am working through the pain of that. And so I pray this prayer tenderly, knowing that other people are listening and they've got some tender spots of just hurting after people have hurt them. So Lord, just hear our cry, heal our hearts, come near, be the Lord who understands. And I know you are, Jesus, because I know you've walked this earth. I know you understand betrayal. I know you understand what it's like to have someone shout accusations at you. I think of you as you're on the cross and you're saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the people down there are yelling insults at you. They are wagging their heads. They are mocking you. And yet you were able to continue to obey your Father. And so, Lord, I pray that for the listener today, that no matter what kind of anger swirls around them, that they would have the discernment to hear your voice and to simply obey you in the midst of the storm. I pray all of this in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me. I know I've said that the past couple episodes, but it's true. You are, and you are beautiful. You're made in the image of your Savior, the one who died for you, and your life is definitely worth living, and you are definitely worth loving. Hang in there. It's going to be okay.